So, Dominic, what have you got for us this week?
Well, a team of astronomers using the Very Large Telescope in Chile believe that they may have made the first ever observations of galaxies that have no stars in them. And this is the work of Sebastiano Cantalupo and his colleagues at the Kavli Institute for Cosmology in Cambridge.
A galaxy with no stars? I thought the whole point of a galaxy was it did have stars.
Now, you might think that would be quite a boring galaxy, but in fact, these are objects that fill a gap in our theoretical models of how galaxies form. The problem is that models predict very efficient star formation early in the universe, and that means that most of the gas available to form into stars will have formed into stars very quickly in the first few billion years of the universe. In fact, what we observe is that star formation continued for 5 to 10 billion years after the Big Bang and is still going on today, 13.8 billion years after the Big Bang, albeit at a rather reduced rate compared to what was happening a few billion years ago.
So these galaxies that have no stars, is that because they're just aggregations of gas but it hasn't got together to form a star yet?
That's right. The conditions don't seem to have been right to trigger the gravitational collapse that would make this gas fall into stars. So what you've got is pristine gas, which has come out of the Big Bang, which is just sitting there in a diffuse cloud. Now, what the theorists think happens is that these gas clouds then later fall into larger galaxies, which are forming stars, and provide fresh fuel that those galaxies can turn into stars. And this allows the star formation process to be prolonged through cosmic history, as we have observed.
And how many galaxies like this do you think there are? Are these a really big exception, or are they quite common?
The problem is they're very difficult to observe, because we see galaxies by looking for the stars in them. Now, if you haven't got any stars, you haven't got any optical light to pick up. So what this team have done, they have looked in the neighbourhood of a very bright quasar. This is one of the brightest objects in the universe, and it puts out a really prodigious flux of ultraviolet radiation. And this radiation field is so strong that it excites the hydrogen gas in these gas clouds, which then re-radiates that light in a line called the Lyman Alpha line. So they're looking for a fluorescence of these galaxies based on the radiation they're seeing from this nearby quasar. And around this quasar, they've seen 98 of these clouds. So it's not just one. They're repeatedly seeing these clouds around this quasar. The problem is this is all one local neighbourhood. So we have to ask, is that neighbourhood typical, or is there something odd about this part of the universe? So the next question is to go and look elsewhere in the universe and see whether you see similar numbers of them. And I spoke to Martin Hayhelt, who is one of the authors of the paper, this week, and he told me that they are hoping to put in observing proposals to look around other quasars and bright objects and see what they see in those neighbourhoods.
Thank you very much, Dominic.